This is Bay at Breakfast on Clyde One. And Cassie, who have we got on the show this morning?
We have got Tom Walker.
Hello, hi. Tom. Now, I didn't know if you were going to have the Scottish accent or the English accent. I didn't know if it was going to be Tom or Tam.
It's Tam this morning.
We're Tam today. That's good. Because am I right in saying you use both accents?
I do, yeah. So basically, I was born in Glasgow. I moved to Manchester when I was like 3 and a half. My parents are both, my mum's from Cumbernauld, my dad's from Kilsyth. And then, you know, I grew up in Manchester, but in their house. So I think I just switch. I don't really think about it, to be honest. It just happens.
Did they meet in Papa Doc's nightclub?
I have no idea where they met, actually. I don't know.
Can we find out?
Where they met. They met in school, actually, and they've been together since they were like, I think, I want to say like 17, maybe even before that.
That's kind of sweet, isn't
it? It's very sweet, isn't it? Aye.
Cass was saying earlier on that she's just like, so many people are just so moved by the fact that your granny comes to your gigs.
Oh, do you know what? She hasn't missed a single one in Scotland. Like, I played the iCafe. Like 3 years ago, and she came to that first one I ever did. And then last summer, she came to her first ever festival, which was Transmit Festival, and she was in the crowd, and it was, oh man, it was amazing. She absolutely loved it.
Your gran's obviously living the dream, but it's funny, Tom, because I'll take my gran to my gigs at the weekend, so I DJ at the ice skating and things like that for the kids at Brayhead Shopping Centre. I take her along, and she loves it, and she just sits and claps.
Oh,
and when I heard that you would take your wee granny Sadie, I was like, oh, I love that so much.
Yeah, she was doing press with me the other day. She was like doing interviews, and she was like, she was better at them than me. I don't know how she does it.
So she's standing in the crowd with all the people jumping up and down to Transmit, because I was at your set at Transmit and I know how busy that was at stage.
It was. Do you know what? It was so funny. So I was there with my uncle, and my uncle was telling everybody around my gran, you know, that's Tom Walker's gran. You better get out of the way, because she's only like 5 foot 2, so she couldn't see. So I could only see her because there was a wee gap in the crowd, a wee circle where she was, so that she could see.
That is so sweet. I bet everyone's getting selfies with her and all that.
Honestly, I think she's more famous in Scotland, you know, than me by a long way. So yeah.
What was that like at Transmit? When you're standing there and there's a whole crowd just singing your song back to you, that must be an amazing feeling.
Oh, it was so good. So good. I really enjoyed that festival. It was just one of those amazing days. And while I was playing, the sun was kind of like going down in the background. It was very picturesque, and oh God, what an epic crowd. I really, really loved it.
Yeah, it was the perfect time to play as well. Me and my missus were standing watching you, and it was just as Leave a Light On and Broken and everything. You finished with that and the whole place was just going crazy.
They went
brilliant.
Mental, didn't they? I mean, the Scottish crowds are always so good. So, yeah, always a pleasure to come back.
Tell us a bit about the album, which is called What A Time To Be Alive. What can we expect for this?
Oh, it's really cool, man. I'm so excited about it. There's 6 unreleased tracks on the new album. And I feel like a lot of people have heard, like, the singles that we've put out. But there's proper album tracks on there, and it is a proper album with, like, a proper journey. You know, it's kind of got, like, a first half, which is a bit more fast paced, and it's got the singles on it, and then the second half is like all proper album stuff. A lot of stuff in some amazing studios in London, live with the band, where we found the right take and just recorded it and ended up using that. And oh man, it's so cool. It's just been the last 3 years of my life, all the stories between me and my mates and my family and just everything that means the world to me, I've poured it into that album.
Because you must have had like hundreds of songs that you've written over the years, and then suddenly you got to whittle it down to 10 or 12 or whatever. That must be tough.
Oh, it was so difficult. You know, I thought I'd actually like be in a position where I'd be like, oh, I don't have enough. But I ended up writing 140 songs or ideas for this album. And then picking 13 for the actual album. So yeah,
that's amazing, man. That's a lot of tunes. Now Cassie's got something she wants to jar you for,
right?
Here we go. You followed me on Twitter a long time ago,
right? Okay.
I think it was basically, yeah, it was way at the start, and I think we followed each other, but I private mailed you to try and get you on my Sunday show back then.
What did I say?
You didn't reply.
Oh, Jesus. Right. I'm very sorry. To be honest, I'm not very good at, I'm not to admit this, but I'm not very good at social media. You know, I don't really use Facebook, and I don't really understand Twitter. I send tweets out into the world, but I don't really understand the rest of it. So I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
Just push the buttons and hope for the best. Just send message out there and we'll see what happens.
Basically, yeah. If you hit me back, I mean, we're here together now, so I feel like I've made up for it, surely.
We're all mates now. You're on the show.
I sent you 20 messages.
20? Maybe I just thought you were crazy and you're a bit keen.
You blocked her now. That's it. Well, listen, Tom, I'm delighted for your success. We'll all be coming to see you live at the Barrowland as well. So fantastic. Cannot wait to hear the album. Thanks so much for
coming
on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honour.